So we're doing Tana de Beil Iyo, and the Midrash quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Golni ra'u einecha, your eyes saw me in the form of golem, in the form that golem literally means a piece of clay that hasn't yet been shaped. So golmi, you've seen me without shape, God. Ve'al zifrecha kulam yikatevu, and you write it all down in your book. Ma talmud lomar, what does the verse mean to say? Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu leshev bebet HaMidrash HaGadol shelo. God will, in the future, sit in His great academy, in His great Beis Medrash. Ve'tzadikim yoshevim nefanav, and the righteous sit before Him. Ve'omer lehem, and God says to the tzadikim, Banai, my sons, Dor ploni kach asa Torah, generation such and such, they did so much Torah. Ve'chach asiti imot tzedakah, and I in turn gave him so much righteousness, so much tzedakah. The Adam ploni, and then God says, and Mr. So and so, kach asa Torah, he made that much Torah. Ve'chach asiti imot tzedakah, and I did this much righteousness with him. So the Medrash is really showing us that God evaluates people as a generation and people on individual levels. And the Arizal really developed this, that there are different levels that people are judged. Meaning, there's the person himself, then there's the person and his family. We find even within that a breakdown in the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol, when he atones, so he atones for himself and his wife, and then himself and his wife and the family, and then himself and his wife and the family and the rest of the Kohanim, his tribe, and then all of the people of Israel. And the greater judgment is the judgment of the whole world. So we see there are different levels. The Arizal said it can break down to a community, to a city, to a country. So here we find two breakdowns, the generation and the individual. Aval eini zocher avonotav, God says, but I won't make mention of his sins because he's done tshuva, and as such, I'm not going to make mention of his sins. Ve'inan olin al libi, and I don't bring him up to my heart. Shneimals, the verse says, Al tizkiru rishonot, ve'omer ve'lo tizacharna rishonot. God says, don't remember a person's first actions. The first actions will not be remembered. Meaning, God is willing to wipe the slates clean. God says, if you want to, I'm willing to start from scratch. So, let's go back. What was the pasuk? Adam HaRishon says, God, you saw me before I had shape. And really, everything is written down. So, everything is written down. You've given me shape. You write down what I've done right, what I've done wrong. And what you've done for me in return for what I've done right. And what about what I've done wrong? So on that, God says, if you repent, I don't even make mention of that. I'm not going to review that. So long as you start fresh, Hashem says, I'm not going to remember, so to speak, the original sins. And that's very exceptional, because ordinarily, between people, we have a hard time doing that. We have a special mitzvah, lo titor, not to bear a grudge, but our nature is to bear a grudge. So, we'll continue, yeah? Okay, great.